Thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. Father, even in this time of prayer, as we lift your name up and began to call upon your name, Father, we declare and decree that this is your day that you have made. Father, we declare and decree that all shall be well. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus that your will be done in our businesses, in our family lives, in our homes, in our churches. Father, we decree, Lord, that the blessings shall come and the curses will be removed. Father, we declare and decree, Father, that you will give us ideas to move forward so that we will be great examples for your glory and for your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's start praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you, thanking you for another day. Father, we thank and praise you, God, for just waking us up this morning. We thank you, God, because we're yet able to come together with joy and not sorrow. Father, we thank you because you shed light on our life today, God. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to join together on one accord in unity and prayer. Different ministries, different callings, different churches, but under one leadership, God. And we thank you for the Archbishop Bernard Jordan, and we thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, as we come before you, God, we petition you to allow your Spirit to fall afresh on us, God. Father, Spirit of the living God, fall on us, God. Send your anointing, God. Send the holy power of God throughout our life in the name of the Lord Jesus. And God, we're asking you to pull every stronghold down, every voice that exalts itself above the power of God. Father, we pull it down. Father, we ask for a clear path. We ask for clarity of thought. We ask for our mind to do exactly the way you have given us to do things, God. Give us wisdom and understanding and trust, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask you, God, to bless our work that you put our hands to do. Bless the path that our feet will go into, God. Father, we will never forget to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Father, send down your anointing. Father, send through this phone, Father, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name. And, God, we will never forget to honor you and praise you and lift you up, God, and glorify your name. Direct our path, God, in Jesus' name. Father, cover our families, our children, our businesses. Cover us as we travel. Keep us from others' mistakes and others from our mistakes. And, God, we love you tonight, this morning, this afternoon. We love you, God. Anoint us, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We just magnify your name.
You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. We just thank you for another opportunity to gather this evening and pray. We thank you for this time of fellowship, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for getting us through another day. We thank you for keeping us safe during the storm, God. We thank you for keeping us safe just in our commute, God. We thank you for stopping any accidents from coming our way, Lord God. We thank you for stopping any harm from coming our way. We thank you for families this evening, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for strengthening our communities, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of protection over our families, Lord God. I thank you for our sisters and our brothers and our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers and grandfathers, Lord God. Thank you for the children and grandchildren, Lord God. We ask that you protect everyone and cover them, Lord God. We thank you for favor on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for touching our businesses, Lord God. We thank you for touching our education. We thank you for touching our minds and strengthening our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for healing tonight, Lord God. We thank you for healing every artery in our body, every vessel, every organ, Lord God. We thank you for touching our bones, Lord God. We thank you for touching our hearts, Lord God. We thank you for removing hate from our hearts, Lord God. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. We thank you for your everlasting mercy, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things you are doing even now, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you are doing that we don't understand, Lord God. We thank you that all things work out for our good, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you for all things, God, being in divine order in this hour, Father God. God, I thank you for understanding, and I thank you for the teachings, God, that give us life and light, Father God. I thank you for my spiritual mentors, Father God, all of our spiritual mentors, Father God, that pray for us and cover us, Father God. Thank you for protection, Father God, while we're sleeping peacefully at night, Father God. No break-ins and no one trying to hurt or harm us. Thank you for covering us, Father God. God, I'm asking you just to touch the teenagers in this hour that they can find peace when they're trying to discover themselves, what you planted right in them all along, Father God. Help them not to be swayed to the left and to the right, but to look upon you, Father God, in this hour. God, I thank you for the fathers in this season, Father God, who are planted in the homes, and even the men who are standing as father figures for those who are fatherless, God, in this hour, Father God. I thank you for patience, Father God. You're giving us patience, Father God, so that as we're walking on journeys, Lord, we're not struggling, but we're understanding, learning with every step that we make, Father God. Thank you, God, for covering us with that non-anxiety type thing, no stress, Father God. We can't cancel those things out, for in your word is peace, in your word is deliverance, in your word is love, and in your word is hope, Father God. I thank you, God, for the mothers, Father God, that give us wisdom, that all the senior mothers in or even out of church that teach us the ways of growing old and the wisdom of what once was, that waken that love and that hope still in us. Thank you, God, for the divinity that lies within us, Father God. You are lying within us, Father God. We cancel anything that's not meant of you, Father God. We cancel any hate that's surrounding us, any evil, Father God. We continue to give your name the praise, and we trust you for all things, Father God. We love you. We love you in We thank you, God. We just thank you. Bless the people assembled here on the line, the families assembled. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you this morning. Father God, we thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather and to pray in this hour and to unite our voices, to get answers, to seek your presence, Lord, to seek your face, to seek your will, Lord. Father God, we ask that you have your way in our lives. We ask that you continue to guide and strengthen us, Lord. Father God, we ask you to continue to lead us down the path that we should go. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for leaders in our midst. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Deborah. We thank you for every minister and pastor and prophet on this call, Lord. Father God, we ask that you continue to speak through us. Father God, we ask you that you continue to move through us, Lord. Father, we ask you that you continue to allow your anointing to touch our voice, that you allow your anointing to touch our feet, that you allow your anointing to touch our hands. Father God, we ask that you continue to guide us, that we can continue to touch others, Lord, and touch, move, and inspire other lives around us, Father. Father God, let everything that we do be a multiplication of positivity into individuals' lives, into our families' lives. Father God, we ask that you keep our families. Father God, we ask that you keep the husbands on this call. Father God, we ask that you keep the wives on this call. Father God, we ask that you keep the children. We ask that you continue to guide them as they're in school, Father God. We ask that you go with them, Lord, and let blessings follow, favor follow them. And Father God, we ask that you be with them in the classrooms, that you influence their grades, Lord, and that their path and their future may be filled with promise and their future may be filled with grace, Lord. Father God, we ask you to keep our loved ones that are distant from us. Father God, we ask that you abide with them as well, Lord. Father God, that we ask that you see our walk as acceptable in your sight, Lord. And Father God, we thank you this morning for all that you mean to us and all that you continue to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning, Lord. We praise you, Father, that you are worthy. Father, there's no other God besides you, Lord. We lift our hands unto you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the gift of love that you have given us this morning. We thank you, Father, even for the spirit of intercession that is upon us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for continue teaching us how to pray, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, as we humble ourselves before your throne, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that no arms formed against us shall ever prosper. We thank you, Lord, that the door that you have opened, nobody will close it, Lord. We thank you, Father, that nothing will stop us from reaching our destiny, Lord. Nothing will stop us from even reaching our dreams, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know, Father, that your hand is upon us all the time, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we bless you. Let the heavens send judgment against every strange covenant of darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, make us an instrument of spiritual violence. I break every evil authority in the name of Jesus. I break every dark resistance in the name of Jesus. Holy fire, break the backbone and destroy the root of every evil spirit that is speaking against us in the name of Jesus. Let the serpent of the Lord swallow the serpent of Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. I cast every bondage off our shoulder in the name of Jesus. I use the keys of heaven to lock our programs, our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, let every seed of witchcraft in our household be roasted in the name of Jesus. Let the thunder of God scatter beyond redemption the foundation of witchcraft in our household in the name of Jesus. Every hiding place and secret place of witchcraft in our families is exposed by the fire in Jesus' mighty name. Let every local and international witchcraft network of our household witches be shattered and be broken in the name of Jesus. Thunder of fire. Oh God, destroy every seed of witchcraft, stronghold that inherited in the name of Jesus. I break down and burn to ashes every seed that the stronghold that I have built by our own mouth, and I cancel their effect in our life in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, as we even build the hedge of fire around us, mighty God. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Bishop, our Father, Lord. We thank you for our Mother, Lord. Father, keep them for us, Lord. We bring the hedge of fire around them. Lord, we thank you even for the company of prophet, Lord. We thank you for opening doors for us, Lord. That, Father, we will go wherever you want us to go, Lord. We come against the spirit of Jezebel, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you. Oh, Yababa, second Oasia. In Jesus' mighty name. Mighty name, we thank you, Lord. Hayama, amen and amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And today, Lord God, my prayer is in the form of a song. I just want to say, you are holy. Oh, so holy. What a privilege and honor
to worship at your throne. Lord, I thank you for your holiness. I thank you for allowing me to have the privilege to praise you each and every day. Lord, even in our weakness, I thank you for strength. I thank you, God, for choosing me on this life, choosing this life for us, choosing this destiny. And, Lord, I thank you for making our path straight, even when we're crooked. I pray for all those who are connected to the seed, Lord. I pray that they would experience the harvest. I pray that they would experience your glory, experience your holiness, Lord God, and experience your love. And I thank you for this midnight cry, prayer call, Lord God. We're able to gather and raise our voices to praise you. So, Lord, I thank you for your holiness that continues to shine through, Lord God. Shine through all that we do. Shine through even in the places of unknown, Lord God. I thank you for the light that shines. And, Lord, I pray for our families. I pray for our friends, our neighborhoods, our communities, wherever we walk, wherever we step. May your glory shine. People feel your presence through us, Lord God. I pray for everyone's prayer on this call tonight, Lord God, that it may be heard tonight as we raise our voices. Lord, I pray that you continue to push each and every one of us, strengthen us, give us courage, Lord God. Give us wisdom and clarity of mind and focus, Lord God. And most of all, continue to remind us, Lord God, that it is a privilege that we're able to breathe air, Lord God, and just thank you tonight on this conference call, Lord God. Amen and amen.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every soul that's on the line even now, right now, Father God. We thank you for the blessings and the healing that's taking place in all of our lives even now. Father, allow your covering angels to begin to embark even around us even now, Father God. Protect us, Father God. Shield us, Father God. Protect our loved ones, our elders, our children, Father God, our parents and our families even now, Father God. Father, order our steps even now as we come and as we go, Father God. Cover our households even now, Father God. Father, we thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father God. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. Thank you for love. Thank you for ministry. Thank you for this opportunity to begin to praise and lift your name on high, Father God. Father, we thank you for allowing divine wholeness and healing to come our way, Father God. Allow us to dream sweet dreams, Father God, that we may remember, Father. Give us innovative ideas so that we may be able to lift your name on high and do the work of your name. In your precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this space, Lord, of openness, Lord, of expression, Lord, of our love to you. We thank you for the gathering, Father, of the saints, Father. We thank you for the leadership, Lord, of Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for the continued spreading of the prophetic, the continued spreading of your word, Father. Let us just be beacons, Lord, to continue to make sure that every ear hears and every mouth cry your name, Father, Lord, because you are the name above all names, Lord. You are the holiness above all holiness, Father. Lord, continue to rain down the right words, the right feelings, the right emotions, the right steps that we shall take, Father. And Lord, let us continue to be gatherers this man, Father. Let us continue to be friendly. Let us continue to be loving. Let us continue to be of great faith and good character and good morale, Lord, so that no matter what religion, no matter what sex, what race, mindset, Father, Lord, that we be able to break all barriers and move into all walks and all worlds and all spaces, Lord, with you at the front of our mind, at the front of how we operate, Father. And Lord, let our presence always be felt, Father. We thank you for the presence that is felt, because that all of those who are here on this call, all of those who are being prayed for, are in this space, Father. Everyone is not blessed as we are blessed, Father. And let it be known without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that you, because of the seed that we have sown, because of the sacrifice that you
gave in giving your only begotten Son, Father, that we have been made an example and make examples of that sacrifice in this earth. And as a result of that sacrifice, Lord, we are the greatest of servants, Father, in our communities, in our churches, Lord, in our workplaces, in our businesses, Lord, that we are the greatest of servants, and as the greatest of servants, Lord, that we experience the greatest of reward, Father, by being of service and giving our ourselves, Lord, so that generations and generations from now, the presence, Lord, not only of Zoe Ministries, but of the kingdom of God, Father, will be felt because of the sacrifice, Lord, that you have demonstrated in us and given us the example to demonstrate in the world. Thank you so much. Amen and amen.
Prophet Cecil.
Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for this day. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength today. Thank you, Father God, that we come boldly as we ought to into the throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving in a mighty way like never before, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your obedient servant, Father God, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan. We want to thank you, Father God, for the First Lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets and Zoe Ministries, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for all the ministries that are under them. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we're in unity today, Father God, even in this prayer, Father God, even in this watch hour, Father God, of the night. Father God, I'm reminded of what David said, Father God. He said, earlier I'll seek you out. I'll search you out, Father God. My voice shall you hear in the morning, Father God. I thank you right now that our voices, as we lift them to you, you hear us this morning, Father God, that you hear our petitions and that you hear our cries, Father God, and that you shall deliver us, Father God, and that you shall break every yoke, Father God. Thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that under the sound of my voice, Father God, that your word is alive and it is coming forward into fruition in the coolness of the day, Father God, in the coolness, Father God, of the day, Father God, that you are walking with us and that you are even talking with us right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the Holy Spirit is moving and manifesting in us and through us as a body, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are going to raise up a standard against the enemy. We call those things that be not as though they were, as though they are. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking by faith and not by sight. Satan, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you. We will not settle for less than, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We will not settle for lack, because we are walking in abundance, knowing that we're connected to a limited supply, unlimited treasures connected to the kingdom of God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, that our common welfare, Father God, is connected to the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving in a mighty way in us and through us, Father God. We thank you that you are working things out for the good. Oh, Father God, we need thee. Oh, we need thee every hour. We need thee, Father God. Oh, bless us now, gentle Savior. Oh, yes, we come unto thee, Father God. Thank you for deliverance, Father God. Thank you that you are pushing us and moving us forward to a new level in the things of you. We thank you right now that you are doing it and doing a new thing, Father God. Even now, Father God, as we wake up and we walk into this day, 3:16, we thank you for your love. We thank you for sending the Son. We thank you for him being the sacrificial offering so that we could connect back to you, so that we can recognize our identity in you, so that we could walk in authority, so that we can walk in our kingship, so that we can walk in dominion, so that we can walk in our power, so that we can walk in the victory. Oh, we thank you now that you are doing the work in us and through us, and there is nothing that can stop us. Thank you, Father God. Oh, and we'll be so careful to give you all praise and all honor and all glory in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you today, hallelujah, for new mercies and new grace, Father God. We thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, my God, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for your word, for John 3:16. Father God, we thank you for the master prophet, our archbishop, and our lady, our blessed spiritual mother of this house, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we thank you, Lord God, for our lady, our mother of mothers, Prophetess Mary Jordan, Father God. We just ask that you would strengthen them and keep them, Lord, in your loving care, Father God. We thank you for the angels that's encamped about us all, Father God. We thank you right now that we present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable spiritual service of worship to you, Father God. It is not our will, Father God, to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of you, God. But by grace are we saved, and not of ourselves, God. By your grace that you've given unto us, God, we thank you that you show us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important in the body of Christ than one another. Lord, we thank you for the spiritual gifts that you've given unto us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and that we may teach according to your precious word and grace, to exhort and to give liberally, Father God, and to lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness, Lord. God, help us and show us how to love without hypocrisy, Lord. Teach us to abhor what is evil and to cling to that which is good, Lord. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and give preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, God, but being fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice in hope, Father God. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue to distribute to the needs, Father God, of the saints, and to be truly given over to hospitality, Father. We bless those, Father, that curse and persecute us, God. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, Father. We will be of the same mind toward one another, not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves, Father God, in all humility, Father. We will not be wise in our own sight, in our own opinion, Father God. We seek you for wisdom. And, Father God, we won't repay evil for evil, Father, but we shall repay evil with good, Lord. We will not give place to wrath, but we wait on you, Father God, for you said in your word, vengeance is yours, and you would repay, Father. Father, we live, and we live to live peaceably with all men and to overcome evil with good. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you allow us to give when it is given to us, Father God, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall others pour back into our bosoms, Father. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. God, we shall rejoice and continue to be glad in it. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you now for another day, another midnight cry. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing even now, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you because we know that you are my strength and that you are our song and that you've given us victory. Oh, Father God, we thank you because we know, Father God, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, Father. But, Father God, we know that you said, Father, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Oh, Father God, we thank you now because we know that it gives the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. Oh, Father God, we thank you now because we know that you are our strength and our refuge and an ever-present help in the midst of trouble. Oh, Father God, we thank you because though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Father, we know that you are there with us, comforting us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing. Father God, we thank you, Father, for even bringing the sons and the daughters that are dead back alive, Father, bringing those sons and daughters, Father, that were lost found, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the thing that you're doing. We thank you for your blood, Father. We thank you for sending your Son, Father, that we may have the blood, the precious blood of Jesus, Father, such that we are saved from the sin of eternal death. Father God, we thank you for the increase. Father God, we thank you for new millionaires. Father, we thank you for multimillionaire ideas. Father God, we thank you for our Archbishop, for our Pastor Deborah and our Mother Mary Jordan. Father God, we thank you for all the pastors, all the ministers, Father, all the teachers. Father, we thank you for your company of prophets that you're raising up. Father, we thank you for the vision of globalizing the prophetic even now. Father God, we thank you, for we know that you are El Shaddai, Father, the many-breasted one, the one that can do all things. Father, we thank you. We thank you for doing it now. We thank you for that which you've done, that which you are doing, and that which you will do even now. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you with an open heart. We come to you ready to receive, God. Father God, we want to thank you for the things that you're doing in our lives and our family lives. Father God, we ask that you touch every home, God. Send a new, fresh wind, God. Send the increase, God. Father God, we thank you for the increase that you have already brought into us, God. Father God, we come with you to open hearts, God. Father God, we ask that you touch anything that is not like you, to remove it out of our lives, God. Father God, we lift up our children, God. Father God, I lift up every business owner on this line, God. Father God, that you would increase the business to 100 times fold, God. Father God, we ask that you remember our seed, God. Remember our cry, God. Remember us, God. Remember us that we may be able to do the work of your, to do your work in this land, God. Father God, we ask that you allow us to be who we are, God, and we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for all the things you're doing and continuing to do our lives, God. We thank you that every need is already met, God. We thank you for the joy that you have given to us. We thank you for the peace of mind that you continue to keep around us, God. Father God, we ask that you look over our elderly, God, to look over them and to protect them, God, to guide them, God, to touch their mind, God, bring things back to their remembrance, God. Father God, we ask you that no harm comes against them, God, and that you are there and that the angels of God is around them, God. Father God, we know that all things work out according to the good, God, and we know that all things work out according to your way, God. Father God, we thank you for the steps and the journey that we are on, God. And Father God, we ask that you give us a fresh new wind, God, and touch those that are up on this night call, God, that they'll be able to get up early in the morning, God, and do your work. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their beloved family and grandchildren. I thank you, Father God, for Hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, and the Zoe Ministry Church family, and Poem, and all the company of prophets, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this prophetic family, hallelujah, that is gathered tonight, this morning, to come before your throne of grace boldly with praise and thanksgiving. And Father God, we give you thanks, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Father God, for what you have been doing and what you are going to do in advance for Father God. And as your word says, that men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up, Lord. Hallelujah. We refuse to let go, God. And Father God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I stand in the gap for women that are standing for their husbands, Father God. I stand in the gap for them, God. Hallelujah. We curse the spirit of divorce. We curse the spirit of division and separation right now. Hallelujah. Against marriages right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that every husband will begin to love his wife like Christ did the church. And I thank you, Father God, that wife will submit to her husband, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you are not a covenant-breaking God. And Father God, we know that marriage is a covenant, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you will bring full integrity and wholeness and completeness, love and joy and peace and prosperity to every marriage on this phone right now in the name of Jesus. I stand in my sisters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, Father God, that you have caused them to raise up, Lord. Hallelujah. Be like Sarah, God. That, hallelujah, they'll begin to submit to their husband. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when they're even wrong, God, let them submit to them, God. Because your word says love covers a multitude of sin, God. And God, give them a, hallelujah, a covering anointing. In the name of Jesus. I call against that spirit of divorce right now. In the name of Jesus, because we know family is the first institution. Hallelujah, God. And God, we cover every family right now. We cover every son, every daughter. Hallelujah, every mother, every father right now. Every uncle, every, hallelujah, auntie, every cousin right now. Bind near God. In the name of Jesus. And I decree miracles. Every grandmother, every grandfather. We cover them now. In the name of Jesus. Straighten the Lord and rebuke you. Get your hands off of God's family. You can't have them now. In the name of Jesus. We've been called to God's purpose, God. And I call forth the spirit of unity in every household, God. In the name of Jesus. God, give us a praying spirit, an interceding spirit for one another. Give us a highlighting spirit for one another. In the name of Jesus. And God, turn every family back to your house, God. In the name of Jesus. Let us submit to our pastor, to our bishop, to our elders, God, to our teachers, Lord, even to the prophet, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I declare miracles and families right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood. Bring order. I speak order. I speak divine order in every household right now in the name of Jesus. Say the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You have no dominion in our family. And I decree a miracle, restoration, hallelujah, prosperity. Joy, love, peace, and hallelujah, and happiness. Help them to step and bring long life, good health to every family right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Pastor Deborah, we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God, for all the increase in the things that you're doing in our lives and in this season, God. And that we know that everything is by your will and by your way. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and the honor, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. All right. I want to thank you all for coming on tonight's call on tonight. We will be back here tomorrow. We'll be back here by 11:50 p.m. taking a roll call where we're going to, for all the prophets of all those that want to be part of the prayer. You can also go to PastorDeborahStorkey.com and submit your prayer request. And a few more announcements. Prophetess Jessica Jordan, are you there? Prophetess Jessica Jordan?
Yes, I am here, Prophetess Naomi. Later on.
Tell the people, God, what's happening at 12 noon.
12 noon today, we'll be on Pop Life Radio. It's Theocracy Thursday today, where our hosts are myself, Prophet Joshua Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. So it should be a great show. We'll be excited to have you guys all there.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you all. And I want to let everyone know, check your email. Special prophetic instructions are going out, things that we got to get done before the spring. So definitely check your email. If you're not getting any emails, call the 888-831-0434, and they can make sure that you're getting those prophetic instructions so you're able to sow the faith seed, and you can get the remaining of the instructions that our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, had sent to us. I want to say good night to you all, and God bless.
Good night. God bless. We love you all. Peace and blessings.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
And blessings. God bless.